What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's just pretend for a second, because okay, that's what we do here.
Yep.
We find out that LeBron James gets traded. OG Anunoby's in the deal. Mitchell Robinson's in the deal. And LeBron comes here. Does the Knicks fan, the majority of the Knicks fan, go nuts in a positive way or a negative way? I think still, even with us going, you can't do this, you can't bring in the old superstar. As you said yesterday, it would be like Aaron Rodgers coming to the Jets. You'd just be waiting for an injury, a disaster,
Scherzer,
to happen.
Verlander.
All that stuff. I think that even after all of that, that the fans would be going crazy that LeBron finally got here and would be convincing themselves that the season he had last year, which was a very good season, he would do here, and him and Mike Brown would get back together, and they'd get that elusive championship that they didn't get the first time in Cleveland.
Is he going to play defense?
LeBron?
Yeah.
Eh. Off and on.
Mm.
Like everybody else.
I mean, I understand that he would be, no matter where he would end up, he would be, it would be an amazing time for us.
Oh, yeah.
24/7 LeBron.
No, well, absolutely. I mean, that's a given. But as far as like the reaction, I really do believe there'd be more positive than negative.
Yeah, I think there would be more positive, but I don't think it would be like overwhelmingly positive. I think there would be a lot of people like, you know, I can't believe you're signing a 40-year-old. You got this far. Is he going to get you farther? He couldn't do it. I mean, you know, and are the ingredients here for him to actually do what Rich Paul says he wants to do, and that's win a championship?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can he play with Karl Anthony Towns? Can he play with Jalen Brunson? And can he play with, I don't know, Mikal Bridges, I guess, and yeah, Josh Hart?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if it's so much the he has to win a championship on his last couple of years, but I feel like he's thinking that he's on his way to finishing his career like in a more irrelevant way when it comes to like the teams that are in the West. Like they're like around, like you could see them being like a 7-8 seed playing team. Like he doesn't want to go out. He doesn't want to retire doing that.
Let me ask you a question. If you were in the front office of the Lakers, you still want to deal with all this, what you've dealt with for the last, what is it, 8 years now?
Yeah, I would be done with him. If it were up to me in L.A., and obviously they went and got Luka, and then Luka's going to be there for a much longer time than LeBron's going
to
be.
And they're going to have to pay him. Right. They're going to have to pay Luka.
So I would be like, all right, you know, you're giving us this warning, fine with us. You know, you did what you had to do here. You won the bubble championship. You became a Laker, what you wanted to do, fine. Now go and do what you got to do in the Eastern Conference.
And if L.A. were smart, they would trade him for assets that can help them right now.
Yeah. So that's why.
And then there are two assets that if the Knicks did get involved, whoever they end up sending are going to be players that are going to help them and are going to be much younger and I wouldn't say cheaper, because I think if OG Anunoby, you have to accept this contract, obviously.
Well, yeah, but the money's got to work for LeBron.
Yeah, you know? No, but yeah, but the yeah, but just for 1 year. But the OG Anunoby contract, is it a believe it or not, is a reasonable contract.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got paid a lot of money, but yes. So, yeah, I mean, it is, I really do think that the way this offseason has gone so far, that he's gonna do his best to get to an Eastern Conference team. Now, will that Eastern Conference team accept him? Will Leon Rose say yes? Will the Cavaliers want him back? That I don't know. But he's gonna try his damnedest, because he wants to get to another finals. He wants to feel relevant again. And I think that he looks, and with Luka there, as he's thinking, all right, well, that's their future.
Luka doesn't play defense either.
No. But, I mean, there's like 10 players in the NBA that do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're all in the OKC Thunder.
Yeah, apparently. But it's like, you know, that's really where it's at. I think he's thinking like that. Like, it's not in the same way that, like, you felt when they draft a quarterback. But it's almost the same thing. Like, you brought in this younger superstar now. This is the future of the organization, is him now. It's clearly not me.
Of course.
So, all right, let's get some calls in. 888-808-1019. Dan in Carteret joins us this morning. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, what's going on? I'm not going to be on topic because you're talking about LeBron and the Knicks. And
that's fine. Just go, you know, just go for it. There he is.
A little ray of sunshine. This
morning,
Dan
and Carteret. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, happy Bobby Bonilla Day to you Mets fans. Happy birthday to your employer. I heard you talking earlier about the Russell Wilson read, and then Fleas is telling you got a day ball, a birthday wish, Aaron Boone. I said, well, how fitting is it for me to call in as well?
Yes, I mean, you're definitely, I put you in that same category as in New York sports. When you think about the guys like Aaron Boone, Brian Daboll, you know, Tibbs is no longer here. You know, you're a guy that kind of fills that void.
Right. And the other aspect to you, Dan, is that you are a loyal listener, always have been, love the radio station, love the personalities on the radio station. And that's something that, you know, that we certainly appreciate.
Yeah, those guys aren't like true loyal fans. They're just, you know, synonymous with New York sports. But when you think about WFAN, the fan, keyword fan, you know, it's about us, the callers. Could not do it without you, as Beningo used to say. So figured that the Mount Rushmore of callers to this show, me being the George Washington, would have to call in and wish you guys a happy birthday. I can't believe Eddie's not there.
Yeah, well, Eddie took this week off. We normally take this week off. But we're taking next week off. So yeah, Dan, definitely we appreciate that. I was a little distracted because Ian Bakley just put out a very long post on X about the coaching search, Ian Bakley of SNY. So I was reading it to see if there was anything actually in there that was interesting. And this is it. Mike Brown's second interview with the Knicks is today. Sources familiar with the process tell SNY there's a possibility that other head coaching candidates may come in for second interviews. Brown garnered support in his first interview. His interview today will include Knicks owner James Dolan. It's common practice for a candidate to meet with team ownership in late stages of interviews prior to final decision being made. Knicks have also interviewed James Borrego, Taylor Jenkins, Mike Anori, and touch base with South Carolina coach Dawn Staley, according to the school's athletic director. Okay. So, yeah, not a lot there, but just like Jim Dolan's going to be with Mike Brown today. So he's gonna, you know, I wonder if they'd like do that thing where like they sniff each other's butts, you know, like the dogs do, you know, yeah. See if he's okay or not.
Right.
But that's gonna happen today. So I don't know what to say.
I mean, so I would think Leon Rose and World Wide West have got to recommend somebody to Jim Dolan, don't you think? Don't you think they're recommending Mike Brown to Jim Dolan? So now Jim Dolan just wants to sit down with him and just hear what he has to say?
I do.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Now, he did say, Ian Begley, that others may come in for a second interview, but
not if Mike Brown hits it out of the park today.
Yeah. Jim Dolan likes him.
He convinces Jim Dolan that, look, man, I'm the guy. I can do this.
All right. Let's go to Aiden in New Jersey. What's going on, Aiden?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
I just want to call in and say, if the Knicks trade for LeBron, I'm done with this whole franchise. LeBron just took his player option, $52 million. Not a team player at all. He's asking the Lakers to build a good roster around him. I mean, the guy's just an idiot. He's 42. He's getting paid $52 million, and he expects the Lakers to do something around him. If the Knicks trade OG and Obi for LeBron, I'm just done. I'm done with this franchise. I'm done overall.
Now listen, I don't want you to get all lathered up here. That has not been something that is reported by an NBA insider. We are speculating if the Knicks were interested and LeBron was pressing or pushing to get to the Eastern Conference, what would the Knicks have to trade?
I still say that I go back to 2010. They rolled out the red carpet for him, and he turned it down. And like we were talking about before, Jim Dolan, you know, does hold grudges. There's no question about that. Yeah. So,
but he also is a businessman. He also likes flair and attention and all of those things.
He's got that. They have that.
They had it, and they took a step back with firing a team.
Yes, they have.
There's no doubt about that. So now they're back to being, all right, prove yourself. Prove to us that, you know, you had proven to us that you weren't the old Knicks. Now we don't know anymore. So what are you going to do here?
Again, as we speculate, we talk about all this stuff because that's what we do here, and we give our opinions on things. I just go back to 2010 where he had every opportunity to come here and build a legacy. I mean, the one thing I will say, Carmelo Anthony came here, and he tried to do it, and he could not do it. And given a large part of that is not only it's some of it's him, but a lot of it was the instability of the team and the people around him and who was running the team, who was coaching the team. Was he running the team? All of that kind of crap.
Yeah.
And it took Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau to get us out of that malaise.
Yes, malaise is true.
And we finally got to some sort of stability, and here we are again, unstable.
Yeah. Which, an unstable in an unprecedented way, meaning that no team has gone through their offseason like this, where they've gone through a draft, and free agency is starting, and they don't have a coach. Wild. Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Wild.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was thinking of you for a different reason yesterday. Gene and I watched the cheesiest movie, one of those Final Destination movies. You know, those are?
No.
All right. So it's Fleegs, you're familiar with a Final Destination movie. So they're cheesy movies, but they're big box office hits, and they put out a bunch of them.
So we watched one on Friday night because we were in the mood for a cheesy movie, whatever. It actually got decent reviews.
It was like Netflix and chill? Is that what you're doing?
Kind of, without the chilling.
Okay.
So we put it on.
And Netflix and balls.
So basically, it's about how a person escaped death in their early portion of their life when they shouldn't have. And then death comes to find them some way later in life. And, you know, it's like coming, like a tree will fall or whatever. They got to avoid it. They got to make sure that things don't happen. I felt like I was in the Final Destination movie yesterday because, one, I had a golf ball land 6 inches away from me from 220 yards away.
Scary,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And I didn't. Now I know that because there was a caddy with them. I guarantee they yelled for. I couldn't hear.
But you know why? Because the wind was blowing towards them.
Yeah.
So they could be yelling for. You're not going to hear it unless the wind's behind them.
I mean, it was right there, like
scary,
out of nowhere, bang. And then later in the day, I had an allergic reaction to something that I ate and couldn't breathe.
Really?
I won't go into the whole details, but yeah, I needed an inhaler and we ended up taking care of it, whatever.
Wow.
But I thought I would, and I'm with Boomer, and I'm thinking, Jerry is the one who was under fire here for so many years, dying on the golf course and being epic.
Almost happened to you.
You almost had two occasions yesterday. I didn't want to bring it up, but
no, it's fine.
You bring it up, that's fine.
No, it's fine. I don't need to. I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I was just thinking of Jerry. I almost had the epic death story.
So we played yesterday at a place called Sea Wayne, which is down in Hewlett Harbor on the south shore of Long Island, not far from JFK Airport. Now, getting there is like
it's
a whole thing. But once you're there, it is one of the coolest golf courses.
Very unique.
You will ever play. And we actually had an opportunity to play with a guy who's done some renovation stuff there.
Designing,
Jeff Stein.
Yeah.
And we've had Jeff on before, by the way.
Yeah, he called in. Yeah,
he called in. And I have to tell you, I was telling Gio this yesterday in the middle of the round. I'm like, I could play 100 rounds of golf with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And just talk about the contouring of a golf course, how he sees things, what he wants to do. And, you know, it's just... I love the fact that he's able to be as creative as he is in his job. You know, and he worked with Gil Hance on a lot of different projects and a lot of very famous golf courses. And actually, I don't have the ability to be able to do what he does.
But you'd love to.
Oh, man, that would be awesome to be able to do
that. So here was a recreation of yesterday. So what do you think about getting rid of that cart pad and putting gravel? And I'm going... You know, so what'd you do with this? Was this bunker always here? Because this looks new. Yeah, well, what we did is we took the one out over there and we put one.
Yep. And dude, it's
bizarre.
What we're talking about. I mean, you know, yeah. I had to take him to urgent care.
Was it food? So you had to leave?
I had to take him there.
Yeah, on the 17 tee box, I had to get. I it was enough. I couldn't. It
How
kept getting
long
worse.
Were you wheezing for?
Three.
No. It was like, he started to blow up. I could tell he was starting to like physically blow up.
Yeah. So
like his face was getting really fat.
Yeah.
Which really? His fingers were getting fat.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. And then I had a rash near my hands, and then my eyes were watering incessantly.
Dude.
And then
I was seeing up on 17, ready to rock and roll. I'm playing great, and I'm like, all right. He's going.
So like,
I'm like, we gotta get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know. It was, and I tried to gut it out. I really did. I played like 3 holes. It just kept getting worse. And then I started feeling my throat like itchy and swollen. And then because I'm an asthmatic, of course I usually have my inhaler if I'm ever going to do something exerting myself, which I never do, because then it'll kind of crop up, but I didn't have it. And the breathing just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I was like, and then we were trying to get Benadryl out to the course. I really wanted to finish, but it got to the point where I was like, I can't.
So this was asthma. This was, you didn't eat something.
No, it was an allergic reaction because my face blew up. Hmm. My eyes were watering. I was itching around everywhere. But here's the thing. I've never had a nut allergy in my life. But the only thing I ate on the golf course was a handful of nuts out of this thing. And then... 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, this started to happen. So I was telling Allie, and she said she developed a walnut allergy when she was.
That doesn't surprise me.
You know, after as an adult, and I guess that could happen. So it could be one of those. I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm gonna go get an allergy test from my doctor and figure it out.
Asthma, Mike. Get over there on that other field and have some asthma.
Get over that other field and have some asthma.
Yeah. So we were on the 16th green, you know, and. And it's not funny. Well, it's funny now because he's here and he's fine. It would have been epic had he not been here. I mean, we would have shut down the show and would have been impossible to enjoy 4th of July. But
yeah, bad time to die.
Bad time to die. But he put the ball, I don't know, 30 feet past the hole.
Which I hadn't done all day.
Right, exactly. And then he's putting it back. He's, oh, guys, I can't. I'm like,
it's true. I was like, I can't concentrate.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it got to that point. I was like, I can't concentrate on putting or anything. I was just like, what I was just trying to do was just like get the hole over with so we could finish because I didn't want those guys to have to stop playing. You know, that's like in my head right now. So I was like, let me just whatever I can do to get off this green.
I want to ask you a question, a serious question about golf. Okay.
Yeah.
When you're playing a round of golf and you're with a group and you're playing, let's say, skins. Okay. So let's say it's a $5 skin. So that means everybody is putting up $5 for that particular hole. So there's three of us. It's $15 per hole, gross, okay? And if you tie a particular hole with one of the other guys, then you carry over to the next hole, and then that hole's worth two holes. And then if you have a birdie on that hole, that would be worth two for that hole. And you'd get the hole before that, so that would be three holes.
Right.
So I had, in the process, I was winning 11 skins.
Whoa.
Okay, and it's probably going to be a possibility of 20 skins in this round, and we have two holes to go before.
I think you get what so it now, was when it ended, you know?
Oh,
so
yeah,
whatever it was.
Yes. All right,
so that's what I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. You get what it was when it ended.
All right, so I had 11, you had two.
Right.
And I think Jeff had two.
Okay, so 9 times 5, 45?
Yeah, I didn't get paid. Like, because we had to go to urgent
care. Unless you're going to go finish the round. And it's like a suspended round, and you got two holes to go.
No, it takes like 3 weeks to get there.
Yeah, then I would settle up now then. That's what I would do.
Unless you have change, I got.
By the way, good time. If you want to play with Boomer and Geo, August 18th, we're auctioning off a twosome to play with these two guys in Marlboro at Bella Vista Country Club for the charity golf tournament.
Just make sure you bring an EpiPen, all right?
32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf.
Holy God.
Come bid and play with Boomer and Geo.
You know what sucks, too, is that last hole, I was right there with you in two, and I could have not lost those skins. We should count that last one.
No.
Give him $5 back. Last one. I mean, the guy's dying on the green.
I was putting for birdie.
So was I.
Dying on the green. He was walking all over the green.
The way you just described it.
Yeah, I know. I was walking because I had to because we were playing golf still. And then I stopped when I couldn't.
You know what? He really, I mean, you could tell, like, in his face and his hands, like, he was blowing up like H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
How long did it take you to get to the urgent care?
15 minutes.
You know, it's a little bit of a... down there with all the lights and everything and Sunrise Highway
impossible.
And Lynbrook and everything.
Can't get anywhere
quick. I have to say, that urgent care, what'd you go, MD urgent care?
City MD.
Yeah, that thing was awesome.
Yeah,
you walked in, guy behind the counter was awesome, took really good care
got
of
right
him,
back.
Immediately got you in there.
Yep, got back.
Man.
And then so they put the oxygen thing on my finger and it's 88. And the nurse goes, she goes, give me another finger because that doesn't sound good. So I give her another finger. It's 89. She goes, hold on a second. Boom, right out, gets the doctor in.
Yeah.
He gives me 340 milligram prednisone immediately and then sets the nebulizer up. And I had taken Benadryl about 25 minutes before, so I think things were starting to help there too. And then as soon as I got the albuterol in with the nebulizer, I could breathe. And I was like, all right,
Jesus.
I'm good. Yeah. So I don't know what.
First time I've ever had to leave a golf course
for
a medical reason.
Emergency.
Yeah,
anybody that I've ever played with or me or anybody.
I mean, I did, of course. Yeah.
What?
I did it once.
Yeah, I know you did.
Just bleeding out.
I mean,
yeah, but, you know, but your kids and father, they stayed and played.
I made sure they stayed and played.
Right.
That is true.
Well, I mean,
I wanted to call the ambulance. And
now, that would have been some move.
Call the ambulance.
You're good, G. The ambulance is here. Go.
I would have been fine. I honestly would have been fine with that because I never want to leave. I never want to
ruin
anybody else's day or whatever. It had gotten to the point where it was not getting better. It felt like it was getting worse. And I never experienced anything like that. And if I ever did, like, pass out, and thank God I got the, because my oxygen was so low, if I ever did pass out and die because I didn't want to ruin Boomer's day, like, I would have really been pissed at myself wherever my dead body would have gone.
Well, it's a good thing you got the help you needed. I know you didn't finish the day, but all good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don and Merrick, what's going on, Don?
Gio, this is Allie's uncle. I felt compelled to call.
Hey, what's going on, Don?
I can't believe you don't think that if gambling becomes more pervasive in the NBA, that it impacts the credibility and regular people like me will stop watching the sport. If that doesn't impact the NBA, I don't know what will.
Yeah, but Don, how much are you watching it now?
It's painful to watch regular season basketball. I'm an old Knicks fan from way back when. But
so you're not watching anyway.
Basketball, I do watch.
Okay, but
I do watch. But if I know somebody's throwing a game, I'm not interested.
All right,
somebody kicking a ball in the rough.
Don,
you kick the ball in the rough, I'm not going to watch you anymore.
Don, listen. You found out that Malik Beasley after the fact was fixing a game. You're not watching a game knowing someone's fixing the game. And also, if the Knicks make it to the playoffs, you said it's painful regular season basketball, you're a big Knicks fan, the Knicks make it to the playoffs, you're not putting on the playoff series because Malik Beasley fixed some prop bets the previous year?
So I think the discussion was just not about Malik Beasley. Boomer said that it became a bigger problem
how many players would have to fix prop bets for you to not put on the Knicks playoff game?
I don't know. It's not too many more.
Okay. Well, I don't
not too many
you.
More.
Don, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I think if it is a prevalent problem, we don't know that it is. But if it is, and it turns out to be bigger than any of us could have possibly thought. And the thing about it is, like, you watch these videos and you watch these players in these games in these certain situations because people now are starting to highlight them and put them out there.
Yeah.
And they're putting other players on blast. The NBA has got to be watching this. The NBA has got to be seeing it. And you know, the NFL would be doing it. The Major League Baseball would be doing it. You know, could you imagine if you were a pitcher and let's say, you know, you had your brother bet $100,000 on a guy hitting a home run and your team's up like 10 to 1 and this guy now is up at bat, you groove a fastball, he hits a home run. You know, I mean, that's another way that, you know, you could do that in baseball. But a wide receiver could drop a ball in the end zone.
Well,
there's a lot of different things that are on tape that people are watching for now, and it's obvious.
Yeah, but I just don't think that these instances that have gone on, it's gotten to any sort of point where people who love the game or love their teams or are into the games or gambling on the games are going to stop doing it.
I'm always saying, at the moment, no. But if it does, if there's 30 or 40 guys or and they figure it out, how many guys, I mean, it's really going to hurt the league.
Yeah, but I mean, and then someone like Don, who said he was been a Knicks fan for a long time, if there were four guys in the Orlando Magic that were found out to be doing this in the regular season, because he said not that many more, and the Knicks were not playing the Magic, they were playing the Bucks in the first round of the postseason. There's no way that when his buddies call up, hey, you want to go out to the bar, watch the Knicks playoff games? Like, you know what? Those four Magic players that were fixing their prop bets, I don't think I'm going to watch the Knicks playoff game, even though the last time they won a championship, I was 4 years old. Come on.
Yeah, I think Stop. It would have to do, like, I'm just thinking in my own brain, I think it would have to do with how the NBA would handle it and how strong the penalties would be to reestablish the most important part of all of this. And that is the integrity of the leagues and the credibility of the games. You're spending a lot of money. Now, this it's not scripted like the WWE, or is it?
Or is it?
Boom, boom, boom. But again, like, you go to a game, you want to see competition. You want to see guys getting after it. You want to see your team winning what you think is a fair way to win.
James in North Arlington. What's going on, James?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I think we're missing a little point here, and it's kind of interesting with basketball. It's probably the only sport that you can do this, but the prop bet doesn't necessarily affect the outcome of the game. And I'm very surprised that no one's been speaking about that, because, in other words, there's really no sport where you can actually do what they're doing but not affect the outcome. So you can still win. I know they did a little bit of that in football with the halftime bet, but they still won. One of the players was claimed to have been losing the game at halftime and then winning at the college level the second half and winning the outcome. But in basketball, you can actually do these prop bets, because you're talking about, like, at the end of the game, a player is scoring. Maybe they're down by 20, but they shouldn't really have to score. But they're scoring to get the extra 2 points.
James, just, all right, calm down for 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
What about the guy who's betting the other side of the bet? And he's
Good
losing
point.
The bet. What about that guy or that person?
Boomer, what you're talking about is that, if anything, the sports books, they'll be more upset, because I think it's been kind of interesting where we always talked about gambling being a negative. I think this is something where the gambling sites, the gambling companies, you know, the casinos, they probably don't like this. Actually, well, they don't want this to happen.
Of course they don't.
Yeah, but you see what
because
I'm saying,
there's
though?
People working in conjunction to make them lose a ton of money. Like, of course they don't like that.
Right, so James is saying that, yeah, you can do an over-under and not really affect the outcome of the game, so the game is still going to be won by a certain team. Like, in other words, like I was saying, here's a team that's up by 12, and, you know, the number is 11. And then the other team comes down and scores. Now the over-under is at 10. That's going to force the other team to go back and try to score to win the over.
Yeah.
And let's say they now don't go down and score, and they just stand there and dribble the ball because they know they won the game, and they know they have people that are betting on the under. People that were betting on the over got screwed because somebody manipulated the prop bet.
Well, here's another one of these things, too. Like, you can create any sort of scenario because every type of outcome is possible in the NBA. You know, let's say it's a tight game because you don't know how the game's going to go before you fix in these prop bets. It's a tight game. Guy's out there on the floor. If he gets one more rebound, he goes over. He's supposed to go under. And the ball comes to him, and he somehow doesn't get the rebound. The other team does and scores and wins the game. It could affect the outcome of the actual game and who wins and loses. So
That situation, it could. But yeah. Also, it's affecting the people that were on the opposite side of the bet. And
yeah.
Who wants to bet on something that you can't, that's another thing. You know, all these sites, you know, and of course we're spokespeople for FanDuel, but all these sites want to make sure that, you know, people are betting on games that have integrity and credibility behind them, and that the players or the coaches or the referees are not impacting the game because of the betting that's going on.
Yeah, but maybe people won't be betting. Like, if they really feel like the prop bets are fixed, they won't bet the prop bets, but then they'll end up doing other things. I'll just go to the spread. I'll just go to the over-under. I'll just go to the money line. I'll just go to this. I'll go to that. I'll do this parlay. I mean, people who want to gamble are going to find a way to gamble.
I'm not saying that they're not going to, but the people that don't gamble now feel like they're watching a joke of a game, why would you watch it? Especially with the amount of money that the players are making.
Yeah, there's just not enough examples right now for people to say I'm watching a joke of a game. And it's also like nobody was watching these Malik Beasley games and identifying what was going on. I mean, until the money tipped them off and they went back and looked at it. You know, it's not like it was like, man, that guy looks like he's fixing a game. They're watching the game, watching a basketball game. Never crossed their mind.
Then you go back and watch it.
Well, with, yeah, I mean, with he's a fresh
there,
set of eyes.
He's standing there at the top of the key. Like he's playing defense, and the guy goes right around him. He doesn't even move.
Yeah.
I mean, it's frightening. It's frightening just how, like, somebody could get caught up in this for different reasons. I mean, look. It is what it is, and people that are involved, maybe he is also a gambling, an addiction. You don't know. He figures that, you know, this is a way for him to make some money back. Maybe he lost some money on some business deals. Maybe he also lost some money gambling on horse racing. So as we turn the month to July now, it really is. It's when college athletes can begin getting paid from the schools with their revenue sharing. Sources, and then anything that they're doing NIL-wise, NIL-wise, they have to go through a thing now called NILGO.
NILGO.
Yeah, and they got to look at the, you know, the contract, and they got to give it their blessing in order for the athlete to get paid, which is, I mean, just another bureaucratic nightmare.
Yeah.
You just keep throwing money and throwing more people at problems. As opposed to really coming down with a hard and, just a really hard rule-laden thing that everybody should follow. But I guess because it's state by state, they can't.
Yeah. So, I mean, and you would be talking about essentially like a salary cap for the NIL money.
Libby Dunn. Mm-hmm. From LSU, the gymnast.
Yeah, who is now done. You know, she's no longer.
Right, but she and the Cavender twins from the University of Miami, remember those girls? Mm-hmm. They were the ones that were using their NIL, their name, image, and likeness the right way. You know, they were all over social media. People wanted to be around them. People wanted to pay for their influence. And that's exactly what NIL was supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be a collective by, you know, alum that were putting money into a pot and then paying players.
Right, of course. It was supposed to be like it was all based on the video games back in the day where you're going to use me and my number and
or
my
you're
face.
Sell my jersey.
Right, in the team store and have my name, my number on the back and everybody knows it's me, but I don't get any money. That's what it was supposed to be.
It wasn't about signing a $450,000 deal with a collective that is representing the school and then you have to go to hospitals and show up to see sick kids.
Yeah.
That's not what it was supposed to be.
Right.
But now what it has turned into and basically it's this revenue sharing model where each school, Power Five Conference school, has to share $20.5 million with their athletes. The question is, which athletes do they pay it on? So the money is really made in football. So a bulk of this money is going to the football players. The second level of that money is going to another revenue generating sport. That would be men's basketball. And I think that was the argument that Maryland had with their basketball coach who went to Villanova, Kevin Willard. You know, like I want, you know, $5 million of that $20.5 million. I don't want $3 million. I want to be able to go out and get some real players.
Right. And I have a much better chance. This is what Willard would probably say. I have a much better chance of winning a national championship here in basketball than you do in football.
Exactly. 100% is that would be the thing that he would think. And he probably feels that way at Villanova.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Much better chance of winning a national championship at Villanova than Maryland ever would have at winning a national championship through football, just simply because, like Rutgers, they're outmanned and outgunned.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll definitely look different in 5 years from now, but I don't know how different. I mean, we now see the general managers. We're seeing, this NIL-GO thing, which I don't think makes any sort of impact on it, but...
Well, it really does. What it really does is, like, it just takes whatever control that the NCAA had right out of their hands. And, you know, they brought in Charlie Baker as the new CEO and president of the NCAA, a former governor of Massachusetts, who was a Republican, and figure if you could be a Republican in Massachusetts and be a governor, you can get along with both sides of the aisle. And I think the thinking was that they were going to put him in front of Congress, and he was going to try to get Congress involved in putting down some federal statutes to actually be able to cover their ass.
Yeah.
And all he does is he shows up and he gets yelled at by senators and congressmen.
Isn't that how every one of those goes?
Like, yeah, it's
you just
all
sit
partisan.
There and then they just yell at you.
I mean, what they all should do is just sit down and try to come up with something that is good for everybody in this world, because there's still going to be the haves and the have-nots. And then the question is, are all schools going to keep like their Olympic sports? Like, those Olympic sports don't bring any money to the school. You know, those are all subsidized by the football and basketball programs. And in some cases, the women's basketball program does bring in some money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to think about all these different ways that you have to be able to sustain all these different sports and find money for it. And I don't know if all these schools are going to be able to do that.
Ari in Valley Cottage. Good morning, Ari.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm only 36 years old, but I feel like I'm going to be telling my kids already. Back in my day, when I remember when, you know, college basketball was, you know, a great sport to watch. I mean, the pendulum has swung so far in the other direction that it's not enjoyable anymore when you get these kids for 1 year, and then it's not like they go to the NBA, but they just go to the transfer portal, go to a different school. You can't build a program. I mean, that's what made college basketball different from the NBA. And now, it's to me, it's just unwatchable.
Yeah, I mean, there are some programs. I mean, very few now, but there are some programs where, you know, the mid-majors that have guys that are there for several years that aren't real NBA prospects, and they compete in that way. But, yeah, I mean, any real Division I program that has got a history and a legacy is doing exactly that. I mean, St. John's is doing it. I mean, they got the money now, and they're doing it.
Yeah, I just, you know, they'll have a chance just simply because they have Rick Pitino and they have Mike Rapoli behind them. And, you know, they'll spend the money. And they'll spend the money on their basketball program. That basketball program makes them money. So, I don't know. It's really disappointing, but I understand why the ruling came down. I just think about, you know, the 4.5 years that I spent at the University of Maryland were like 4 of the greatest years of my life.
Mm.
And I have some of my best friends and playing golf with the quarterbacks that were behind me, Frank Reich and Stan Gelbaugh, a couple of weeks back. You know, we were all, I asked at dinner one night, like, which one of you would have went into the transfer portal, or would I have gone into the transfer portal? Because I sat for 2 years.
Yeah.
And we all three of us said, yes, we would have gone into the transfer portal. But then again, all three of us looked at it and said, damn glad we didn't.
Sure.
Because of what we got out of our time together and what the University of Maryland gave to us. So it's just a totally different mindset now for kids.
All right, Boomer.
And their parents.
NFL agent A.J. Stevens, a guest with Ari Myroff on his YouTube football show. So he was asked, he's done a lot of these deals. He was asked his most memorable contract that he's negotiated. He brought up a few of them from around the league, but this one took the cake for him.
The one that might be the most memorable for me, though, and because of the way that Brian Murphy, our CEO, pushed us at the beginning of it, is Daniel Jones.
All right, so he talks about the process of getting the Daniel Jones contract.
I will never forget, I was on the golf course on a Saturday morning thinking I was, you know, free and clear for the weekend. I get a call and he says, hey, I have this master plan. We're going to send a proposal to the Giants on Monday. It's going to be a whole history of the quarterback market and where Daniel fits into it.
The whole history. So what does that exactly mean?
So I spent the next 72 hours building out a 42-page manifesto, I think the Giants called it, that gave a history of the quarterback position since 2010-ish and eventually a proposal. So you had to read through 41 pages to actually see our first proposal to the Giants.
42 pages of the history of NFL contracts.
Or you could skip to the, you know, you don't have to read every
That's
page.
True.
You can go to the end.
That is very true. And he does
42 pages add up to $42 million guaranteed.
Yeah, 4 years, $160 million, right?
Was yeah, but he ended was? Up getting 80, I think, right. I think it was $82 million guaranteed, 41 and 41 the first 2 years right. of that four-year contract.
He did acknowledge how nuts everything was.
It was absurd at the time. Looking back, it's still absurd, but it inevitably got us to the point where we did a buzzer-beater deal where there were seconds left before the deadline when we got his contract done. So that one was
super. Now, I don't know if he means the contract is absurd or the way they went about it with the document, the 42-page manifesto.
I think a lot of the, like, Scott Boris does that for his clients.
Does he?
Yeah. Puts the whole thing together and, it tries to explain why his client is worth so much money and why a team should sign his client.
I mean, that's an agent doing work for his client. There's some that don't have to do anything for their clients because they're very coveted. Yeah. And there's others who need to write a 42-page manifesto to convince you to give David Jones $40 million a year.
Like Boris's, his whole deal, he's got analytics guys working for him. He's got all sorts of people working for his agency. And, their job is to get as much money as they possibly can for their clients so the agency survives. Any other, hockey lover out there like me was watching the NHL draft.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And, of course, the Islanders had the number one pick. And, of course, they took Matthew Schaefer as opposed to James Higgins.
Yeah.
And, I kind of knew Matthew's story a little bit. Didn't know it all that well, but, read about him, obviously. And then all of a sudden you see him crying. His father's crying. His brother's crying. And then they start talking about his story in depth and what he has been through. He's not even 18 years old yet. He's lost his mom to cancer. The Islanders put the Hockey Fights Cancer ribbon on the jersey. They put her initials inside the jersey, in the back of the jersey. He puts that jersey on. He kisses that ribbon. He didn't even know that was happening.
Yeah.
And, now they start getting into all of this. And when these young kids go away, they end up living with, billet families is what they call them. And, so if they go away to go play hockey and they leave home at a young age, they go live with a billet family. And it turns out that his billet mom, or the mom in that family, ended up dying as well. And I think it was prior to his mom's death. And I think she, unfortunately, took her own life. And I'm thinking that this kid is, 17, almost 18 years of age. Mm. And I have to say, I have to admit it, I was crying.
You were not crying.
Yes, I was.
No, I don't believe it.
I was.
I don't believe it.
I come to you and I tell you that I'm crying for a pick that the Islanders has made, which is like crazy.
Only time I've ever seen, I wasn't even there, but is the, you said when you first found out that Darcy was pregnant, and Darcy and Gunnar were pregnant, and with Casper, and then also at the wedding when they announced it. You said, since then, you have not cried.
Yeah, I cried for Second Wind.
Okay, but that's also, I can understand that. You're not crying for an Islanders draft pick, no matter how.
His story is amazing. And you want to know something? So amazing, in fact, that the reaction by the Islander fan at UBS Arena was amazingly happy that they selected this young man over the fact that they, over James Higgins, who ended up going number 7 or 8, I guess, to Boston.
Yeah, got picked by the Flyers, so I'm glad that that didn't happen because you would have hated him then. So,
yeah, well,
the Flyers were pick ahead of Boston, and they didn't pick him, and then he goes to Boston.
Yeah, so I was caught up in the emotion of this young man's journey and the things that he has dealt with the last 3 years alone. And I don't know whether or not he'll crack the starting lineup this year. I mean, that would be asking a lot. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Who knows? But the story is amazing. And I think it's one of the reasons why you pick a kid like this.
Yeah. No, I saw the stuff the next day. It was definitely, I knew nothing of it.
Did it touch you emotionally at all?
Well, yeah, no, it did, but I wasn't crying about it. I was just,
because you didn't see it in real time. You didn't hear them talking about it. That's why.
Real time? Do you think real time would have mattered in that situation?
I think at that moment, when you see that kid pick number one, you see his father's reaction. You see his brother was with him. And then you hear him talking about it, and you see the Islander jersey with the Hockey Fight Cancer ribbon on it.
Yeah. Last time I cried during a draft was when the Vikings took J.J. McCarthy. That was a different type of tears.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.